wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Alright.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwaves.
God, we come, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come, my Father, to give you the glory, God. We come, my Father, to honor you, Lord. We come, Father, to exalt your holy name. We come, my Father, that we might fellowship with you, Lord God, that we may be in your presence, God, and that you would be in our midst. We are so eternally grateful to you, God, that you're always with us. And that you promised you'd never leave us, nor would you forsake us, God. And Father, we come, Lord, because we need you, Lord. And we know that without you, Father, we can do nothing. But with you, Lord, all things are possible. Father, we invite your presence here today. And we ask that your Holy Spirit would have his way. Not our will, but we pray your will be done, God. And each home represented here today, Lord, let your will be done, God. And oh, Father, you said that you would send your word forth and that it would not return void, but it will accomplish the purpose for wherewith you sent it out. And oh, Lord, we stand, Lord, just as a vessel, God, to be used of you. You pour in, God, as we pour out, that you may get the glory, God. And that your people may be edified. And somebody who may not know you in the pardon of their sin will cry out to you, Lord, save me. And Lord, you'll save them. Because you love us. And because you died, God, for that very reason. That all men might come to know you and be saved. Thank you for Mount Olive. Bless every family represented here today. Thank you for our youth, God. I pray, Lord, that you continue to fill them up, God, with your spirit, Lord. Let them sing songs of Zion, God. Let it fill their heart. Let it be a part of them, God, that they may pour out, God, what's in them, Lord. Oh, Lord, we ask it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the counselors and the musicians, God. We just bless you, Lord, for this youth choir. And Father, we thank you for our leader, Pastor Dunkley. We ask your blessing upon him and Sister Dunkley, God. We pray, God, that you will just continue to bless him, Lord. Continue to bless him as you bless him, that he bless us and move us forward in the things that you have us to do, God. And let us have willing spirits, willing hearts, God, to do what you've called for us to do, Lord, that it may be well with us. And then, Lord, we just thank you for this word. I ask that you would illuminate it for me, God, that you would pour in wisdom, that you would reveal, Lord, that you would open it up to me, Lord, that I may understand what is your will and your way. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God for all of you. This is a day that the Lord has blessed us to be here. And we want to honor him. We want to give him all of the glory.
Yes.
All of it belongs to God.
Yes.
We're just here for a little while. And while we're here, we want to do all that we can. Yeah, to glorify God. I don't want to have to wait till I get up there. I want to praise him down here. Because he's been so good to us. Every day he is good. All the time he is good. And we need to acknowledge that. Thank God. Our scripture reading will come from a very familiar passage. Come out of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, verses 6 through 7. And Proverbs 22:6. And I know it's very familiar. All of these scriptures are familiar. If we've been reading our Bibles, paying attention, they're all familiar. And as I was looking at the program said something like, let me see your program. The program says here that if children are to find their way to God, the parents must point the way. If they're going to find their way, parents, we must be pointers of that way. Not only pointers, but doers of that way. That's when it really brings it home. So beginning at Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, verses 6 and 7 says, let's start with 4 because the Lord calls their attention. And he says, listen, O Israel. So he's getting our attention. He wants us to pay attention. He says, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. So the Lord is one God. And then he said, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. And then you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I have given to you today. And then he says, teach your children. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you're on the road. Talk about it when you're going to bed at night and when you awake or rise up in the morning. Tie them on your hands and wear them on your forehead as reminders. He says, write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates as reminders. He says, because I'm getting ready to bring you into a land, land that's flowing with milk and honey. And so God wanted Moses to assure these people that this was important. This was important what he was telling them. That's why he says, I need you to listen to me. And then we know that in Proverbs 22:6, it tells us, train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. So I want to talk for a little while on the importance of teaching our children about God. The importance of teaching our children about God. First, we give honor to Pastor Dunkley, and Sister Dunkley in her absence.
Sister BJ.
Yes, BJ, and to Brother Newsom in his absence, to the officers and members here at Mount Olive, to my husband, and certainly to this youth choir who has done a fantastic job.
Amen.
Somebody ought to give them a hand clap of praise because They have done a fantastic job. Yes. And then I'm encouraged by Little Trinity, like I say, that she's willing to pour out of herself for God. And then I am encouraged by Kiara, because although that she did not feel well, but she sung out of her spirit. She gave God the glory. She did not allow the enemy to come in and take the victory. But no, she gave God the victory through her singing. She could have set out and said, no, I don't feel well. But she got up there in that stand, and she sung to the glory of God. So I am encouraged by that, very much encouraged. Here in this lesson, it says the importance of teaching our children about God. And we see here in this lesson, first of all, it's important because God commands us to do it. He told them to teach the children.
That's right.
But the first thing he tells them that you have to know me for yourself.
Yes.
Look at that verse. He says, you have to have it in you. You have to have it wholehearted in you. Yes. So he wants us to train up the children because he has commanded us. So that lets me know that teaching our children is important to God. Teaching them that they may know God, that they may know the goodness of God. Because in Joshua, the Bible says in Joshua 2 and 8, their generation rose up that did not know God.
Right.
After the death of Joshua, there was a generation that rose up that did not know God. Nobody took the time to teach them about God. So it's important that we teach them. First of all, because God has commanded us to do so. And he said, you teach them not only what God requires, but you teach them by your example.
Yes.
You can't tell little Johnny don't drink and drive if you drinking and drive.
That's right.
You can't tell little Susie don't sleep and slip around if you sleeping and slipping around. So we must teach them what? By example. It has to be in us first. We have to be grounded and rooted in God ourselves that we may be able to teach our children. Because our children hear what we say, but they watch what we do. They watch what we do. So he said, train up these children in the way that they should go. He said, this command that I'm giving you, teach it to your children when you're at home.
That's right.
And I'm not going to ask you how many of us have Bible study in the home.
Yes,
but the Bible says, he said, teach them in your home. That's Bible study.
That is.
That's pulling out the Bible. That's brushing off the dust off the Bible. And taking the time to sit down and teach them about God.
Yes.
That they will know God. And come to love God.
Yes, Lord.
And obey God. So he said, teach them in the home.
Yes,
while you're in your house, pull out the Bible. And let's have Bible study. Let's learn about God. Yeah. And he says, not only that, not only teach them while you're at home, repeating it, he said, again and again. But he says, talk about it when you're walking along the way. Yeah, as you walk along and observe the beauty of God, observe his creation. Teach them that God is the creator of all things. That he made the beautiful flowers. That he made the trees. That he's the one that made the birds and the bees. Teach them as you're walking along, viewing the sunshine. Teach them that God made the heavens and the earth. And that everything in the earth belongs to God. For the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, and the world, and they that dwell therein. That's what Psalms 24:1 says. Says, so teach them as you're walking along the way about your creator. Who made everything? Who is the creator and maker of all things? He says, talk to them when you get ready to go to bed, when you lie down at night. Teach them how to talk to God, how to pray. Now I lay me down to sleep, Lord. I'm getting ready to lie down, God. And I know that you and all of your angels, God, is watching over me, God, because you're the one that never sleep nor slumber, God. Teach them that it's the Lord and his angels that's watching over us all day long and all night long as we sleep and slumber.
That's right.
Teach them. Yeah. Give the glory to God. Acknowledge God. Let them know that it's nobody but God that have brought us thus far. And he said, not only that, but when you rise up in the morning, the first thing you ought to say when you rise up, thank you, Lord, for another day. Little Trinity says, when I rise up in the morning, the first thing I say is, thank you, Lord, for another day. And she said, not only that, but when I get fearful, I look up towards heaven, and I ask God to remove the fear from me. I say, baby, did he remove it? She said, yeah, he removed it. So teach them when they rise up in the morning,
yes,
that it's the Lord that woke them up this morning. That it wasn't an alarm clock, but it was God that touched them with the finger of his love and allowed us to behold another day. Teach them that. He says, teach them. Put it on your hand. So when you lift up your hands, you know that it's the hand of the Lord that has blessed you, that he's blessed you. He's the one that gave you that house. Whether you're buying it or whether you're renting it, it all belongs to the Lord. He's the one that blessed us. Everything that you put your hands to, when you trust God, he'll bless it. Ask Joseph. The Bible says the Lord was with Joseph everywhere he went. The Lord was with them in everything that he put his hands to because God was with him. And because he honored God, the Bible said the Lord blessed his hands. No matter whether he was in the field, the Lord blessed his hands. Whether he was in the house, the Lord blessed his hands. No matter whether he was in the prison, the Lord blessed his hands. And the Lord took him from the pit to the palace. The Lord blessed his hands. Teach your children that it's the Lord that will bless our hands when we remember him, when we lift up our hands and give him the glory, when we praise him. Our children need to know that it's not because we go out there and work. We're only vessels that the Lord used to bring into the storehouse. But if he should speak and the earth would dry up,
yes, Lord,
just at his word and his command,
yes,
how would we be able to survive? If he would shut up the heavens just at his word,
yeah,
how would we be able to survive? So he said, teach him, put it on your hands. Somebody say, now that's a little too far.
My Lord.
Yeah. But our children need to know we're living in a time, my brothers and sisters, in a dark age where evil is running rampant and is grabbing hold of our children. And many of them, because they have not been taught the ways of the Lord. And the grave had grabbed them because they have gone the wrong way. A child left to himself will go the wrong way. So that's why, parents, we have to teach them. And he gave the command not to the child. He didn't say for the child to teach the child. He gave that command to the parents and to grandparents, because we have more grandparents raising children than parents. He gave it to godparents. Because you've taken on that responsibility to bring that child up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. He's gave that responsibility because we have parents, we have grandparents, whether you want to be Nana, Mimi, or whatever.
That's right.
He's given that responsibility to the parent, not to the child.
That's right.
So when little Johnny say he's not going to church, you ought to be able to step in.
Yeah.
When you start paying the bills, then you got to say so. But until now, you going to church. Parents, we have to grow up and start being parents. God is holding us accountable. Somebody done flipped the script. He did not give the command or the charge to the children. He told the parents to train the children. So he's given us parents, and he's given us grandparents, and he's given us godparents, and he's given us foster parents, and even he's put them in the school. Grandparents in the school. And you may not be able to talk to him openly or whatever about God, but just by living the life, some child may look at you and say, well, my grandma don't act like this grandma. There's a difference about this grandma, this grandparent. So you can make a difference as a grandparent in the school.
That's right.
We have the charge. And let me tell you, the Lord will hold us accountable for our children. You sow to the wind, you're going to weep the whirlwind. And so he said, teach them. Put it on your doorposts, on your house, and on your gates. So when people come, they'll know that the Lord lives here. This is a house where the Lord lives. Joshua said, as for me and my house, yeah, we will serve the Lord. I can't tell you how to run your house, but as for me and my house, and that's what you have to tell the children. As for me and my house, you going to church. It's not what you want. You have not been given the responsibility. I've been given charge over you.
That is right.
And so you're going to church. So we're teaching. The Bible says it's important that we teach our children about God. And even in this lesson, he says, because I'm getting ready, I'm finna bring you into a land flowing with milk and honey. I'm going to give you houses that you did not build, wells that you did not dig, vineyards that you did not plant. I'm getting ready to bless your hands. But I don't want you to forget about me. When everything, young people, is going in your favor, don't forget about God, the one who have brought you thus far. Don't forget about him. That's why he said teach them. That's why it's important to teach them. So when they're living this carefree life, because they're under your control, and they don't have to worry about this or that because you're taking care of that. But even more so important, you ought to take care of their spiritual needs. I know we take care of them getting to the ball games and everywhere else they need to go. But this is more important than all of that, because this will make all of that successful. When they know the word of God, it pours in wisdom that they'll know how to use everything else that they're seeking to do. They'll know how to present it to God and say, Lord, this is my desire. This is my goal, God. But I'm putting it in your hands. I'm seeking your face, God. I want your will to be done. That's when they know about God. And they know that it's only through him, that they can be successful. So first of all, he says, we teach them because God has commanded us to teach them. Train them up, he says. Bring them up, Ephesians 6 talks about, in the nurture and the admonition of God, so that things will go well with them, not only for this life, but for the life to come. So he said, train them. And he says, in the way that they should go. Other words, that lets me know there's more than one way you can go. But God have commanded you to train them in the way that they should go. Because there is a way that seemeth right to a man, but the Bible say the end of it is death. And so parents, we have to train them in the way. Because there is a broad way. And the Bible says there's many on that road. And then there is a narrow way. The broad way leads to destruction. And all the bright lights and glitter and glamour is on that road. Everything besides God. But on that narrow way, he said, that leads to life. He said, few people want to travel that road. Everybody wants the excitement. They want the glamour. It's all of that is just shifting sand. None of it is stable. It's only here for a little while. And then it fades away. But what you do for God, yeah, it'll take you all the way from earth to glory. All the way from earth to glory. So we preach them because God commanded them. And we teach them so that they will know the right way to go. Yeah. And we teach them not only, like I say, by words, but we are an example for them. Yeah. Let them look at your life. Yeah. And see how much you love God. And where your focus is. Let them see God in you. That you are planted and you are rooted in God. Not occasionally. Not every 3-4 Sundays. Not Christmas, Easter, and Mother's Day. But every day of your life, let them see that. He says, train them in the way, the right way. Yeah. And he says, when they are older, they won't depart from it. You know how we use that phrase, they set in their ways? They're set in their ways because they have continued to do that particular thing over and over and over and over again. And so now they're set in those ways. Well, that's what God wants you to do with your children. He wants you to set them in his ways. Yeah. So that whether you're on the scene or whether you're off the scene, they are set and rooted and grounded in God. Amen. They're set in them ways. We all went astray. Yeah. But we came back because we were set in our ways. Somebody taught us along the way. Somebody disciplined us along the way. Today's parent, you're afraid to discipline your children. But in Proverbs 22 and 15, it says, if you spare the rod, you're going to spoil that child. Say, foolishness is in the heart of the child. But the rod will drive it out of him. He'll drive that foolishness out with the correction of the rod. And I can tell you, my mom and my dad, they knew how to drive foolishness out of us.
All right. It's really gonna be all right.
It's gonna be all right.
No need to worry.
This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, Sunday School, 9:30 a.m., worship service, 11 o'clock.